KUVO Jazz. In the studio today is Denver native Beverly Grant, founder of R&B Mo Better Green Marketplace. She is a food enthusiast who is about to embark on her 14th year of farmers markets and urban farming in Denver's historic Five Points neighborhood, which is known as Harlem of the West, as many of us know. If you don't, now you do. Mo Better Green is a Black-owned farmers market that provides low-cost food and accessible wellness events. Now, throughout the year, Mo Better Green hosts exercise and dance classes like yoga, tai chi, and zumba, all for free. People can also use their SNAP benefits to purchase fresh produce from R&B's Mo Better Green Marketplace Gardens. Good morning, Beverly. It's joyous to be in your presence. Thank you for being part of KUVO Community Connection.
Well, it's really a pleasure, especially because I'm a Denver native. I know when KUVO began.
Yes.
And so to be able to be a part of the community is a privilege.
That's wonderful. What guided you to create R&B Mo Better Green's Marketplace?
Well, a few things, actually. Believe it or not, a film started this thought in my mind. Years ago, I watched a film called Food Incorporated. And when I finished watching that, I was just stunned to understand what's in my store.
Okay.
And, you know, just to understand how the blending of corporate and agriculture is not really a fit, LOL. But, you know, then to couple that with thinking about the neighborhood I grew up in and how when I was a young girl, it was not a food desert, but it turned into a food desert. And as a result, you know, that led to a break in the health in those community members, disconnection. And then really that turned into not having a good relationship with food and wellness. And so the only way you can break barriers is to be able to offer things at no cost in most cases, because cost tends to always be at the heart of a barrier.
Yes.
I hate to bring that up.
But true.
But it is true. And so I wanted to work to figure out how to create a socially responsible business that is mission driven. And so I've managed to do that now for 14 years. And what a blessing it has been because of all the relationships I've been able to build with individuals, schools, nonprofits, churches, media. You know, you think about like city and state and federal organizations, you know, going to the Capitol or to city council, you know, our power of one is mighty.
Yes.
And so it's about really utilizing our power of one to do all the good we can.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What does the marketplace begin to, when do they begin to sell fresh produce?
Well, how about this month? And we will begin the 22nd of the month, because next weekend is Juneteenth.
True.
And years past have taught me not the best day to have a farmer's market, because people plan to come down for hours and they're not going to run home and put the veggies up and come back.
True.
So what I've done instead of that is I do juicing all day. I give it away in my famous root powered juice with ginger, turmeric, burdock, and iron yam in every cup. And, you know, it's, and also we have evolved to be able to tap into so much of our local excellence. Being a Denver native, of course, I grew up going to the Five Points for Juneteenth. And the way that I am doing Juneteenth at the farmers market is reminiscent of those times. So, for example, our day will be 10 to 5 because I can't handle all day. We're
right.
a farmer's market, LOL. But that's a long day for us,
true.
Actually, because 10 to 2 is what we do. But so for the Juneteenth weekend, 10 to 5 each day, we will begin with youth DJs from the Denver DJ School that DJ Jones founded. So we'll have 2 youth each morning doing hour sets, followed by a youth orchestra band. Then we tap into that local excellence. So folks like Hot Lunch Band, Linda Theus Leah, Lady Lowe's, Renee, will all be there to share their gifts with us.
So much more. It's just a wonderful event, isn't it, Juneteenth?
It is.
And that is just around the corner. Now, I have a question for you. When do you offer the dance classes?
Thank you for asking. That will begin 6/22 as well. And we'll be doing circle dance this year, which is a really fun style of dance. And then, as you mentioned, yoga and tai chi.
Excellent. Now, you have been doing this 14 years. What would you like to see as future goals for R&B Mo Better Green?
Well, I think I would like to see more models like this around where, you know, the heel model is embraced in the farmer's market, which brings in that active living and other aspects. And of course, I want this to keep going 14 more years right here in the Five Points. But I may not be there, LOL, because I'm working on grooming, you know, young people to take over and keep it going.
Like your son, Bryce.
Yes, and so many others.
Many more. That's
yes.
wonderful that you could reach out in the community and bring these people into your gardens and marketplace and have them receive the benefits and learn a lot of things all at the same time.
For sure. In fact, tomorrow we'll be doing a community dinner at the Blue Bear Farm downtown, 5 to 9. So I'll do 6 of those over the summer, and they'll be at no cost as well.
And where is that
Blue
located?
Bear is located on Spear between Stout and Champa, next to the convention center.
Excellent. Bev, I'm just flabbergasted. This has been wonderful. I want to thank you for taking the time away from your gardening to come and join me for KUBO Community Connection, Colorado, where everyone feels seen and heard.
Thank you, Tree.
You are so welcome.